The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome to yet another Saturday closer to Christmas. I'm Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
I hope you're well.
I am very well, and I am very in the full steam ahead Christmas spirit. I am.
So are you going to tell me you're ready for Christmas?
I'm not 100% ready, but my house is all decorated, and I don't have a ton of shopping to do, but a lot of my shopping is done, and I haven't started wrapping anything, so I'm not that ready. But I feel really prepared.
Are you one of these quality wrapping people?
Oh gosh, yes. And my wrapping paper always matches, and every package it gets bows. And yeah, absolutely, I am.
All right. Well, I'm the opposite. I'm terrible.
I love doing it though. It's fun. It's fun.
Anybody can tell. Even when the kids were little, they could tell. Dad wrapped this one.
We could always tell when Scott's dad rapped too. And his favorite thing was to use the comics from the newspaper. I'm like, whatever. Oh, okay. Just get some dang wrapping paper. Oh boy. Yeah.
That's the Depression era right there. That was my parents had that as well. You know, it's, hey, you don't waste this stuff.
Don't waste it. It's good for something. Let's face it, kids don't care. They rip it off so fast.
Yep.
Even my big kids don't care, but I still think they like the pretty packages. They'll say, you don't have to do this, Mom, but I still think they like it.
Well, you must enjoy it if you're that good at it.
I definitely do.
Okay. Because I hate it, so that's why I'm probably bad at it.
There you go. So let's maybe talk about what's going on in the real estate.
Yeah, you have a market report?
I do. Currently, there are 147 sales pending in the market overall, meaning they've already gone under contract and we're just awaiting the closing date. And that leaves 289, so almost twice as many, still available for sale. And the resulting pending ratio is 33.7%. So you take that 147 divided by 436. So what does that mean? Well, that pending ratio indicates the supply and demand of the market, specifically meaning that a high ratio would say that the listings are in demand and quickly going to contract. And on the opposite side of that, a low ratio means there's not enough buyers out there in the market today for the existing supply. So that sounds like, oh my gosh, Rochester has too many houses for sale. But that's not the case. We're still short houses for the number of qualified buyers. It's just that the buyers are not out in full forces. And we've been talking about this quite a bit the last few months, right? It was pre-election jitters, you know, too much uncertainty. Now that's all behind us and the election has happened. And I will tell you, no matter which candidate won, there was going to be calm after the storm. And sure, people were just going to get to, okay, now we have certainty. We know where we're going. We know what's going on. But we've had high interest rates. And now we have, well, in our market, I'll speak specifically to our market. I mean, every market, the holiday season is here, but our market's been cold, right? So mix the cold and everybody hustling and bustling, getting ready for Christmas. It's normal to see a little bit of a downturn in buyers that are out there. I will say, come, you know, mid-January, we're going to see a pickup. And by mid-February, we'll probably spring market in full speed ahead. So, yeah, I think
you mentioned
just fine.
You mentioned the number of houses available, homes available. That is actually down. It's elevated compared to a year ago, but it's still down a little bit from the past couple months when it was over 300.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's 289. So if we take a closer look, we can see that the $200,000 to $300,000 price range has most of the contracts that are pending. Nothing new, absolutely nothing new. And also the most of the inventory that's available, 53 of the 289 listings, so that's a pretty good piece of it, is between 200 and 300. So that means those, that very desirable sale price, there are still several available, 53 as of today.
But I bet they move pretty quickly if they're...
They do, if they're priced right. Yep. And so right now, the median list price for all properties in the Rochester market today is $499.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A total of 903, so not quite 1,000, 903 contracts have closed in the last 6 months with a median sold price of $330,000. So, breaking it down again, we notice that 200 to 300 contains the highest number of sold price. And then I will also tell you that in that same time frame, there were 175 listings that were on the market that failed to sell. So they went off the market. And just to refresh people's memory, the reason people would take their house off the market is A, they feel like, okay, we just haven't had enough showings, and now we're coming into winter and holidays. I don't really want my house on the market, so I'm just going to take it off and try again in the spring. Or, oh, I had an offer on another property that was contingent on mine being sold. I wasn't able to get mine sold. Somebody came along and bought that one that didn't need a contingency, so now I don't have my eye on something, so I'll take my house off the market. Or, you know, we were going to change our kids to a different school because we didn't think they liked this one, but now we hadn't sold the house and they're actually very happy, so we're going to stay. I mean, people change their minds for different reasons, right? So it's not unusual to have houses that are on the market and come off the market. It happens. People
a whole lot of reasons.
Yeah, a whole lot of reasons. Exactly. And sometimes it's just that they were unrealistic and had it overpriced and they weren't getting it sold at that price. And some people say, I want to try it. And if I don't get this much, I don't want to sell it. And if they say that to me, I typically say, I'm not the right realtor for you, but I'm in the business to actually help you get your house sold. So anyway.
I think that would be frustrating if I was in your shoes too. I just want to test the waters.
Yeah. And it's fine to do that if you're going to be realistic going out. I have no problem with that. Like, I've had people say, Robin, what if I put my house on the market and a few months down the road it hasn't sold and I decide I want to cancel the contract? Are you going to let me out of the contract? I'm like, well, absolutely I am. I'm not going to hold you to selling your house if you have a change of heart. You know, let's not be silly here. Right. I'm a business person, but I'm a good human. So, of course, I'm going to work with you. And sometimes people do change their mind, but most of the time, I will tell you, in my 25 years experience, when somebody calls me to list their house, they want to sell their house.
Oh yeah, I can't imagine all the preparation work you have to do, and the staging that we've talked about in the past. And yeah, I'm going to make a commitment if I'm going to do all that.
Exactly. So, just to break it down a little further, I will tell you that the active listings that we have on the market right now, if you're one of those sellers and you're feeling frustrated, the median days on market for the houses that are active right now is 61 days. So most of them have been sitting there a couple months. Okay.
Yeah.
But the sold properties that actually closed in the last 6 months had a median sold price of 330, I told you that, with 17 days on the market.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. So here we go again. What is that telling us? It's telling us that when they're priced right, they sell quickly, right? And with fewer buyers out there, no matter how well they're priced, if there's not buyers out there looking at them, they're not going to sell. You can't get a contract without showings. It just doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
So if the market is just a little paralyzed right now, then it is. But trust me when I tell you, this is all temporary and this too shall pass.
Everything is temporary, correct?
Yeah, everything is temporary.
I'll tell you, Robin.
You got to take a break?
Okay. Yeah, we can continue talking some more about the local market report when we return with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, right here on Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96MD.com. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. We're with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, Saturday morning on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking about the latest market report for southeastern Minnesota. One thing you mentioned, average days on market, and I said interesting, and you said if they're priced right, they'll sell.
They do.
But it's such a difference.
Two to three weeks
compared to 2 months.
Exactly. And so I tell people, you know what? A quick sale now, if you call me to your dining room table for a listing appointment, I'm going to tell you a quick sale now, in my professional opinion, is 30 days or less. Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you would have asked me a few years ago, a quick sale is 3 days or less. And there was even a time where it's like, well, it'll take us a day to get this house sold. Right. So it's just about having a good finger on the pulse and understanding the market so that as professional agents, we can set you up with very realistic expectations, because it isn't going to do you or me any good if I come in and tell you, oh, Andy, I can sell this house in a week, when I know that the average days on market's been 61. And then all of a sudden, 45 days later, you're like, Robin, man, what's going on here? You told me you could sell this in a week. So this is why we want to do our homework, know our numbers, you know, study this market. When people stop me on the street and ask me, you know, like, if I put my house on the market today, Robin, how long would it take to get it sold? I mean, well, A, I can't tell you that without seeing it, because is your house in pristine condition? Has it been lived in hard? Does it show really well? Is it sitting on a busy intersection? Is it the end of a cul-de-sac? You know, there's a lot of factors that are going to come into play. But if you're telling me that you have a house that's worth $350,000, I can tell you the average days on market's 31 days. You know, so it's just knowing that information. And of course, when we go in for the listing appointment, we have done our research and we do know the location and we find out more about it. We still don't know what the house looks like. So when we go in, it's still like we go in with a range in our mind. And then once we see it, we know, does this come towards the top end of that range or the lower end of that range? So we take a lot of things into consideration when we're pricing a house, and such an important, you know, it's a key factor.
Because, I remember Robin.
No, you go ahead.
After the pandemic, pricing the homes was challenging because, you know, things were crazy and the valuations were so inflated. Has that job gotten easier now that we've
put
a little time between us?
Absolutely. Because as I kept saying, if you go back and listen to those recordings, I kept saying the values have not increased. What has increased is what people are willing to pay and how high above the value they are willing to go.
Right.
And that's why we were using things like, we're going to pay cash so we don't have to do an appraisal, or we're going to do an appraisal gap. So even if it doesn't appraise, we'll still pay the difference out of pocket. So people were very well aware that they were paying more than what the property was worth, but they didn't care because the interest rates were so low. And at the end of the day, what mattered is that monthly payment. So
right.
With low interest rate, even with an elevated purchase price, as long as that monthly payment sang music to their ears, they were like, okay, we can lock in at this rate for 30 years. We're good. We're going. We're moving. We'll pay $30,000 over, $50,000 over. We're going to save that money on interest in no time flat.
Mm.
So that's where that came from.
But you think today that the same equation would work out as far as your monthly payments are concerned.
It does. It does. And so I tell people, let's not get all hyper-focused on what the interest rate is, because I will tell you one thing about the prices. They're not going down. They are not going down, so they're going to continue to go up. So you can wait for the interest rate to come down, but in the meantime, the price is going to go up. So let's just look at what your monthly payment is going to be with the price that you can get the house for at the interest rate you can get today. And if those numbers work for you, then it's a good time to buy. Mm-hmm. Because it can only get better down the road, because you will have an opportunity if the interest rates go lower to refinance. And if the interest rates go higher, well, then you're going to be happy that you bought when you did.
Yeah, in the meantime, you're living there and building equity.
In the meantime, you're living there and building equity. And kind of going backward here, but I want to talk to you about pricing. Pricing is so key, because when a house is priced right now, and I think you'll find this interesting. Everybody knows that when houses would sell in 7 days or 10 days, they would sell for what they were asking for. And people have this misconception that if a house has been sitting on the market 61 days, oh man, this one's going to go low. It's been sitting there 61 days. Excuse me. But the truth of the matter is, it doesn't change the value of the house. It's just the way it's going now. It's just the days on market has changed. So right now, our median list to sales ratio is 100% on the nose.
Oh, really?
100%. So there are some that are selling for 97%, but there are some that are selling for 103%. So our median list to sale ratio is 100%. So guess what? If our average house has been sitting on the market 61 days for all of our current inventory, it's not like all of a sudden they're going to sell for 85%. So no. Do not think that you're going to come in there and get a 15% discount. And there are some buyers that have that kind of a, oh, that house has been on the market for a long time. Can I go in at this price? And if realtors are telling them, oh, yeah, let's try it, maybe they're winning over the buyer by saying that. But if it's not going to happen, we're just setting them up for disaster.
Yeah. I can see the only way that would work is if for some reason the seller is highly motivated.
Or if the house is overpriced. Or
there
if the house
is overpriced. Okay.
If it's overpriced, because you see people say, oh, that one sold for less. That one sold for less because it was overpriced.
Yep, I get it.
So there are some factors that come into play, for sure.
And that's where your experience pays off big time. As far as advising either the seller or the buyer.
I don't know what the heck. I feel like I swallowed a feather.
Well, we could take a break and take care of the feather.
Might be a good idea.
Okay, we'll do that. We're with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results, here at Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. We've been covering the latest market report. And I guess, as you pointed out, there's more houses on the market than there was a year ago, but
yeah, 289. We have 289 available for sale right now today in our market.
But that's still
makes people think, oh, too many, way too many. But it's not. It's definitely not.
So one of the stats that you've talked about in the past is, I guess, the inventory could last this long if no new homes.
The absorption rate.
We're less.
Yeah. So right now our absorption rate is showing 1.9 months of inventory if we base it on the last 6 months of sales. So, okay. What that means in layman's terms is clearly if we didn't list one more house for sale in 1.9 months, or, here we are in the dead of the winter, we would be completely out of houses to sell. So it's not like we're sitting here with months and months of excess inventory. Okay.
And if you can brave the cold,
exactly.
Obviously, and this would be a good time if you were a buyer to get out looking.
It's a great time because now we're back to the good old days where we're seeing contracts come across the table that are contingent upon an inspection. And then once the inspection's done, people are asking for key items to be addressed by the seller. And guess what? The sellers are willing to do it. And I don't know. I feel like There is some negotiating, but again, I just told you houses are selling for 100% of the asking price overall, median. All right. So it's not like we're seeing people coming in and getting great deals, but I am seeing some closing costs being paid or slight discounts off the price. And mark my word, guys, that's here for a short time, because come the spring market, those days are gone. Then it's going to be, we'll be back to 100%, you know, or how much over do you want to go to get it? Because yep. We'll be getting back into multiple offer situations, mark my words.
And there is, in my view, pent-up demand out there. People.
That's exactly what's going to cause these multiple offer situations. Your view and Brian Buffini's, you know, and we always go with his bold predictions, and he is like, hold on to your hat. And I think I quoted these stats a few shows ago when I came back from the National Association of Realtors event. And Lawrence Yun, our chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, said that his predictions are something like 31% increase in home sales year over year. And he saw the majority of it in new construction, like 18% in new construction, and then 13% in existing homes. So he's predicting nationwide, of course, a big boom in sales in 2025.
Wow.
And we know with what we have going on here in Rochester in our local market that we'll definitely see that year after year for the next several years, for the next decade for sure.
Oh, gosh, yeah, with everything that's happening, you bet. Oh, going back a few shows ago, you were running through the list of things to, you know, take care of before
yeah.
winter.
And yeah. Don't I heard tell me from, you forgot to
I heard
take
from
your
a
off.
Listener about a yeah. story that you mentioned changing all the batteries in the thermostat.
Yeah.
And they told me, oh, gosh, I wish I had heard that before what happened to them. The battery went dead while the furnace was in the heat cycle. It was on. And they woke up in a home that was about 90 degrees.
Oh, no.
Because instead of not running, it just kept running.
Oh, no. Oh, that's crazy. Well, I'm telling you what. I'd much rather wake up to 90 degrees than 15 or 20 degrees. Oh, okay, it probably yeah. wouldn't get that cold, but, you know. I had a client call me this week, and she was in a full-blown panic because her furnace wasn't working. And she had a home warranty, which she had purchased at the time of closing. And, well, actually, we had the seller purchase it for her because that was my recommendation. But she had that home warranty and said, oh, my gosh, how do I act on this? My furnace isn't working. So I was in a panic for her. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you have two little kids. You might have to go to a hotel. I said, wait, you have three fireplaces. Do you have those on? And she's like, yeah. I said, well, that's keeping your house warm, isn't it? And she goes, well, yeah, and I have a second furnace. I'm like, oh, yes, you do. I'm like, okay, this isn't quite as big a panic. But, I mean, you know, nobody wants their furnace out. But
no, not in the winter.
Now she's got that being repaired or replaced or whatever. Home warranties can be a sweet deal. I mean, that is a really nice feature. And again, we're back to a market where we can actually, as agents, ask sellers to pay that $750 or whatever that home warranty is going to cost. And especially if we do the inspection and things are working, but we can see that they're at the end of their life cycle, it just gives that new home buyer a peace of mind knowing that, oh man, you know, if I get in the house and my very first winter, my furnace goes out, am I prepared to, you know, pay for that? But this home warranty gives me that little peace of mind. So there, it's not always the case in a market that you can ask for it. As we all remember, there was a time you couldn't even ask for an inspection, much less ask them to provide a home warranty.
Absolutely. You know what? I remember last week, and I know we're going to run out of time. That's why I'm bringing this up. You mentioned that you had the raffle going on.
Yes.
For the holiday dinners. Has that happened yet?
No. So we still have time. So if you haven't registered, please do. And we're giving away three $200 gift cards to Hy-Vee. So you can use it to have a holiday meal catered, or you can use it for groceries or any doggone thing you want to use it for. But we're going to draw three winners randomly. So far, I think we have 100 people who have signed up. So right now, your chances are 3 out of 100. So until December 12th, you can go to our Gwaltney Group Facebook page. Or if you're not on Facebook, you can go to our website at gwaltneygroup.com. Register for the gift cards. And on Friday the 13th, it's my lucky day. It's when Jenna was born. On Friday the 13th, we are going to draw the three winners, and then we will announce them live on Facebook.
So okay.
We're excited. Okay. So, yeah, awesome. Please do register for that. We'd love to share, and we'd love for our listeners to be the lucky winners, of course.
And if somebody's listening and they're thinking about selling, they're thinking about buying, or I guess home warranties, whatever it may be.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I had a listener call who was just so awesome. She wanted me to help her neighbor who needed some help with, could I find someone that could possibly buy his house but then rent it back to him? And it was just because, you know, we became friends through her becoming a listener, and it's been amazing. So I love this show. I love the show. So please do call me at 507-259-4926. That's my cell phone, and I'll answer it if I'm not talking to somebody else.
Awesome, Robin. Thank you so much, and I look forward to connecting next week, and we can hear.
It'll
be on Facebook, but we'll hear about the winners, I bet, on Saturday, too.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.